This is Larry Becker, Radio Free Albany. With all the coronavirus things that are going on right now, there still is politics. And we're going to be interviewing Matt Toporowski. He's running for Albany County District Attorney. And he's on the ballot to be in the primary with incumbent David Soares. Can you tell me, why did you decide to run for Albany County District Attorney?
I've been a prosecutor. I was a prosecutor in the Albany DA's office. I was a prosecutor in a downstate office. I've been a criminal defense attorney locally. I've been appointed special prosecutor cases. And at each step in my career so far, I've seen these critical instances of unfairness, either for the people that I've prosecuted or the people that I've represented on the other side. And essentially, there was one particularly vivid moment where it just struck me that the only way to change this, these two unequal and unfair systems of justice, was to run for DA and change it from the top. And that's when I was representing a young man named Kaleem Lewis, who couldn't afford a lawyer, so the courts appointed me to represent him. He was sleeping at his house, and the police busted in. They had a warrant. They were looking for a woman, someone else. She wasn't there, but they kept searching the house anyway. And after searching for a long time, they found a gun in a Victoria's Secret bag under a pile of dirty laundry on the other side of a room that he was sleeping in. Mm-hmm. Now, they charged him with gun possession anyway. It wasn't his gun. Nothing was tying him to it. And so we took the case to trial, tried to plea bargain it and get a better deal. We didn't get one, so we went to trial. You know, it wasn't his gun. He was innocent. So during that trial, we were picking a jury. I had given him my suit, my tie, my shoes, my shirt, just given him, you know, everything I had so he looked his best. Because in these situations, you need a fair jury. You need a fair jury because this is he's facing, you know, serious prison time. And so we're picking the jury, and pretty quickly, all the black and brown people started raising their hands. They couldn't sit on this jury and be fair because they had really bad experiences with the DA's office and the police department. So they were excused. Then I was down to just two black jurors. And I knew I needed a fair and diverse jury, reflected our community, and reflected Kaleem. But the prosecutor who worked for David Soares, she challenged these jurors. She challenged them, even though they said they could be fair. And ultimately, they were excused because of her challenge. And then I turned around, I walked back to the table where Kaleem was sitting, and he's just slumped over in his chair.
Right.
Slumped over, face down, all hope drained from his face. Because at that moment, he knew, and I knew, that this all-white jury, it didn't reflect the community. He was never going to get a fair trial. And ultimately, he was convicted, and he was sentenced to 10 years. And that happens all the time in our criminal justice system, these points of unfairness that result in serious consequences for people. And so I'm running for DA to bring fairness for everybody, because at the DA's office now in Albany County, they have this perverse desire to seek convictions and incarceration rates to win at all costs. That prosecutor didn't have to challenge those two black jurors. They said they could be fair. She didn't have to, but she did because she wanted to win. And that's not the job of the DA. The role of the district attorney is to seek truth, to seek justice, to seek fairness. When I was an assistant district attorney at that office, I had a quote on my wall. It was a quote by Robert Jackson. He's an Albany Law graduate. He was a Supreme Court judge, and he was the Nuremberg Nazi prosecutor.
Mm-hmm.
And what he said about the role of the district attorney is, the role of the DA is to temper zeal with human kindness, to seek truth and not victims, to serve the law and not factional purposes, and to always approach the job with humility. It's not to seek convictions. It's not to seek incarceration rates. But at this DA's office here, I work with people who would tape their conviction press releases and their guilty verdict press releases against the wall like trophies. And that is the real problem here, that they are seeking convictions at all costs. They want high incarceration rates and conviction rates. And it is not the job of the district attorney to do so. It's the job to seek truth and fairness. And that's why I'm running for DA, to bring that back to Albany County.
Thank you. And we're talking with Matt Toporowski, who's running for Albany County District Attorney. When is the primary scheduled to take place, and how are you dealing with the coronavirus and its impact on the campaign?
Primary is June 23rd. It's coming up. We just shifted the campaign's focus to pitching in where we can with the community, helping with volunteer efforts, and really shifted all the resources we had, our supporters and our volunteers. We asked them to help volunteer locally in Albany. I myself have done that. We have delivered meals down at over at Gildren High School to children that have reduced or subsidized lunches. We've been to Arbor Hill Elementary School and helped hand out lunches there. And then the most unique thing we've done, and I'm not sure that any other campaign has done this, we actually have created our own hand sanitizer here, and we've been distributing that to the volunteers at these different locations, people in the community, and on our Facebook page, Matt Toporowski for Albany DA, we even created a message, you know, message us if you have hand sanitizer ingredients, you know, rubbing alcohol at 90%, aloe vera. We'll come pick it up. If you can donate those supplies, we're going to make hand sanitizer here. And then we're also getting messages from people who need the hand sanitizer, and we're out delivering that.
You think David Soares is currently in line with your position on criminal justice, or does it differ?
David Soares is in office for 16 years. And over that time, he has gotten more and more regressive with criminal justice. So, for example, he opposed the criminal justice reforms that were passed. He said they went too far. He said there should not be any changes made to the bail system. He's called the reforms poorly drafted. He's called them ill-conceived. He's fear-mongered about the reforms. He said cases will be dismissed now. Victims' information is going to get turned over to defense. This is all not true. If you just read the law, it's completely incorrect, and that he can't comply with turning over evidence quicker. So he's completely opposite to me, because he's been so opposed to these reforms that really just made this system more fair for everybody. Prior to these reforms, you have two unfair systems of justice. You got one for the wealthy and well-connected. You got the Harvey Weinsteins of the world. And then you got one for everybody else, working class people. And what these reforms did was say, doesn't matter how much you have in your wallet, if you're charged with a misdemeanor or a nonviolent felony, we're not going to set cash bail on you. So that was a critical. It was critical, because if someone's out of jail pre-trial when they're legally innocent, they can meet with their lawyer more. They can review the evidence against them. They can make intelligent decisions about whether or not to plea the case or try the case. They can make decisions quicker, which all leads into a more fair criminal system, a criminal justice system. He opposed these reforms.
How would you, if you were the Albany County DA, better address the situation that you see as a problem for the community in Albany?
As DA, it's really about mass incarceration and the mass incarceration epidemic that's been plaguing our country for decades. You know, we have the highest prison population in the world in the United States, and in Albany County, we have had an incarceration rate 50% higher than the state's average and higher. And if you're just doing the 100,000 City of Albany residents, we have the highest incarceration rate in the state. And so from a criminal justice perspective, you can be a compassionate DA, okay? You can give people second chances. You can seek fair sentencing, and that's what I would do. You can also expand and use more the diversion services we have in Albany County, so people are getting the services they need. You know, jail to me is the most expensive and least effective way to address crime, because you're not getting to the root causes. And so it's about being more fair to everybody that's affected by a criminal justice system, getting the community's trust, and not just jailing people, which just causes more problems. People lose jobs, homes, educational opportunities.
Have you received endorsements?
Yes, so I was endorsed by the Working Families Party, a national organization that supports progressive candidates, and then Citizen Action, which is a local grassroots organization that helps organize around progressive issues like the criminal justice reforms, bail reform, and a number of other issues. So those are my two endorsements. Plus, Barbara Smith is a well-known national political feminist figure, very progressive. Longtime City of Albany resident. She was one of my earliest supporters on this campaign, has endorsed me publicly, and something that I'm really, really proud of. So those are my main endorsements right now.
I want to thank Matt Toporowski for appearing on Radio Free Albany with me. He's running for Albany County District Attorney in the primary on June 23rd against incumbent David Soares. And we hope to have David Soares on the show also. We reached out to his campaign and hopefully we'll have him on.